is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Wayne,
and Mark.
All right, so jumping right back in here to some news that is kind of a disappointment, I think, for a lot of the people that are in the jury, or not jury nullification, but in the state nullification movement, the 10th Amendment, states' rights movement that is kind of gaining steam with the 10th Amendment Center, Michael Bolden, and the, I guess, the Nullify Now conferences that are traveling all across the country. Mark, you and I went to...
Tom Wood speaking at them.
Yeah, in fact, Wayne, weren't you at that conference?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, so we went to that conference, and it was very good, and I like the direction that they're going in. I appreciate it. I like the idea of the state government standing up to the feds, and, you know, I'm no fan of any governments, but I do like it when they fight with one another, and I...
Especially the smaller ones. I like the smaller ones better than the bigger ones.
Yeah, I like it when they, you know, when a government of the states is willing to stand up to the feds and say no, then only good things, I would think, should be, can come from that, for the most part. And so we've seen that to some extent over the last decade and a half, since California, back in the mid-1990s, passed, the people in California passed the Proposition 215, which brought about medical marijuana. And since then, we've seen approximately, 13, 14 states come on board with the idea of medical marijuana. Now, each state has different implementations as far as how this works, whether it's a card system or it's a state-run distribution, or there are different options out there. But
better and worse.
It looks like it may all come to a screeching halt, according to the Raw story. A recent letter from the Department of Justice threatening state employees in charge of implementing medical marijuana laws with prosecution has forced some governors to reevaluate and even veto popular legislation, all seemingly in violation of what the medical marijuana community thought was a ceasefire with the federal government.
Right. The Obama administration said that they weren't going to go after these folks.
And the Attorney General Holder, he's never smoked pot before? Come on.
Facing the threat of seeing otherwise, it's about the children, Wayne. That's for the children.
It's the children. They can threaten all they want. They're running out of money.
Facing the threat of seeing otherwise innocent state employees thrown in jail, lawmakers are responding in an entirely human fashion, what Alan St. Pierre, the executive director of the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws, that is normal, called the old CYA, cover your ass. Ultimately, the administration's confusing legal position has led to a stagnation of medical marijuana reform efforts, with some states simply deciding it's just not worth the risk. It also represents a significant change in momentum for the prohibition reform movement as a whole, and one that's taken them almost entirely by surprise. In 2009, Attorney General's Eric Holder's Justice Department issued a memo stating it would not prosecute medical marijuana patients, suppliers, or caregivers in states that have passed voter initiatives to legalize drug use, so long as they were all abiding by that state's laws. And we remember we reported on that, but right. It seemed like even after they said that, they still continued raiding medical marijuana facilities out in California.
I just knew they wouldn't stop at that instance, but I didn't expect them to do it this.
Then, earlier this month, the Justice Department sent a letter to the governor of Washington State warning that state employees may be prosecuted if they are in any way involved in the licensing of production or distribution of marijuana. Quote, the prosecution of individuals and organizations involved in the trade of any illegal drugs and the disruption of the drug trafficking organizations is a core priority of the department. The core priority includes prosecution of business enterprises that unlawfully market and sell marijuana. The letter didn't state the laws that they would be in violation of. However, feds, Director St. Pierre said that he believed the feds would try to prosecute state employers under the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations Act,
the RICO Act. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Reacting to this highly specific language, the governor vetoed the bill, but maintained that she supports moving the drug's classification to Schedule 2, similar to other potent and potentially addictive painkillers used in hospitals. Now, right here in New Hampshire, there's a situation where the medical marijuana thing is on the table. It's passed the New Hampshire State House by a veto-proof margin. It still has to pass the Senate. They've yet to, I think, vote on this. I believe it's coming up at some point here.
It's Thursday.
And
it sounds like this move actually might be an effort to scare some of the states that are about to do it.
Oh, absolutely. It's clearly an intention to scare these people.
Do it anyway.
Well, they're not going to, Wayne, because they are a bunch of cowards. I mean, we're talking about state government employees here. These are not the paragons of virtue or the paragons of courage. These are people who are going to fold at the slightest, at least as far as the feds are concerned, at the slightest threat from the federal government.
Well, what happened when they were threatened with the Real ID Act to some degree, and they passed that anyway? Several states nullified the Real ID Act.
How were they threatened in that particular instance?
Well, they were told that people in your state aren't going to be able to go on an airplane or go in any federal buildings.
Yeah, but that's not a threat against the state employees. Like, the state employees didn't feel like they were at risk. But now, if they believe, the governor believes that his precious employees in the state will be put at risk by this new legislation that creates some sort of state-authorized system for medical marijuana, then there's no chance that they're going to pass that. They're not going to stand up. These people aren't going to show any level of courage against the federal government. Not if their personal lives are on the line here. Not if their personal freedom is on the line. Now, maybe they're just bluffing, Wayne. Maybe this is just a tactic. Maybe, in point of fact, they're not going to do anything. Maybe they're not going to arrest any state employees. But does it matter? If they're bluffing and the states believe them, then the bluff has been successful. So, really, what this shows is that as good as an idea as medical marijuana is, and as understandable as it is why people push for it, because it's the most compassionate aspect of drug legalization. It's the easiest foot in the door, the camel's nose under the tent, so to speak. It's clear that it's a failure of a process if this actually goes forth, because this is going to stop it in it dead in its tracks.
Well, you know, actually, I agree with you that's a roadblock. However, when you look at things like, I believe in Ann Arbor, Michigan, it was a $25 fine. I don't know if they've raised it back up. Alaska basically legalized marijuana, as did Colorado, and probably most significantly, the state of Massachusetts has turned it into a civil offense.
Well, no. See, that's what you're talking about there is decriminalization. That's different from medical marijuana.
I'm just saying that these are – indeed, I am. I'm just saying
those
that these
don't
are ways
require,
around.
I agree with you. Those don't require the state to create a program. What you're talking about is just simply decrim, meaning that lessening the penalty for marijuana or eliminating it altogether. That's what I've always said is the best approach. Mm-hmm. But yet these politicos, you know, they're always willing to compromise. Well, let's just have a system of taxing and regulation, and let's have medical marijuana run by the state, and they can be in control of it, and da-da-da-da. Well, now any level of state involvement puts the state employees at risk of the federal government coming and prosecuting them. So that means that politically now, decriminalization is the only real politically viable solution.
The only thing feasible. Yeah.
Because then they're doing it from arm's length.
Let's talk to Kevin in Indy, listening to WXNT. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Well, what I called about tonight was we just wrapped up the legislation in the state of Indiana for the year, and also we had our primary elections. And one of the political reform did not take place in the state that they wanted. And one of the main areas was we have what's called town court in some of the small towns.
Mm-hmm.
And what that is, it's not a court of record, but let's say you're driving on the interstate, they pull you over, give you a ticket, you go to this court, and 9,999 people go into the court are found guilty out of 10,000.
It's a shakedown operation.
You said it's not a court of record?
It is not a court of record.
Right.
However, once a week, two gentlemen come with a pan, and they have a cart, and they put a bag of money on the cart that takes two individuals to push to put into the van to haul away. That's how much money they're paying.
It's a shakedown operation.
Yep. Total shakedown.
It's boss.
So is this all traffic court stuff or like zoning violations? I mean, what kind of cases are being heard in these courts?
Not only civil but felony. And that
what?
Oh yes, anything that goes on in that town, they arrest the people, put them in court. Initially, they have to go through that system. Now the attorney can down the road, of course, move the case to the county court.
I'd like to hear more about this, because I know you're going somewhere with this story, yes?
Oh, okay.
You've got a point that you're getting to, you're working up to, yes?
I think so.
All right, hang on. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 800-259-9231. More with Kevin. Your calls as well at 800-259-9231. We'll talk about these town courts and what they're all about. Sounds like a glorified plea bargain room. More coming up here. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark. Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous SuperTuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your SuperTuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Ruger LC9. Compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust Wild Food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up anything. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features
on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Speaking of those features, we do have a mobile site. You can go to n.freetalklive.com to access it via your smartphone. That's n as in mobile, .freetalklive.com to give you quick access to our streams and the podcast.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy. And the taxes feed the very beast that's stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarettes. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul, lingering odors, no smoke. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale water vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at vaporstation.com. It's vaporstation.com. Use coupon code FTL for an additional 5% off.
All right, so 800-259-9231. Kevin is with us listening in Indy to WXNT. Now, Kevin, you're talking about these Indiana courts that are located in towns. You said they were called town courts, is that right?
I believe that's the proper terminology for them, yes.
And you said that they hear cases all the way up to felonies?
Yes, they do.
And that essentially these are courts that are not of record, meaning that there is no recording going on. There's no stenographer. There's no tape recorder. There's nothing to...
No, there are the stenographers. It's a terminology meaning if you're convicted, say, of a felony, then you have to automatically go to your local court in your township or your county. So, and then the judge will even say to the attorney, well, you know, you can, if you, you know, you can go before the judge or before us and it'll just be practice. So you want to spend $2,000-$3,000 on the attorney and go through practice. And then if you, you know, depending on if you're found innocent now, then it's dismissed. But the odds of that happening are slim and none. And
so, let me see if I've got this straight here. So you can record these proceedings. It's just that if you are found guilty, there's a whole other trial after that?
You have to go, yes, you then have to go to the county court.
If you want to, or you can just take the sentence?
They have to. It's just the craziest thing. I don't understand it. But that's what, because it's, see, I don't think it's a totally illegal system. It's just a money-making, as your other individual said. But most people are so intimidated, they don't even acquire an attorney, or they get the local... whatever the free attorney is called.
Now, this is what's confusing to me. It sounds a little bit like a district court. I mean, at least here in New Hampshire, we've got three levels of courts. There's district, there's superior, there's Supreme Court. And most of the cases go through district court where there is some bench trial, which means there's no jury. It's just a judge, man in a robe, sitting there. And if you are charged with a Class A misdemeanor, then you can take that and appeal that out to a jury trial. But a lot of the other ones, like violations or Class B misdemeanors, you can only get the bench trial, and that's it. You could technically appeal to the Supreme Court on questions of law, but there's no way to get a jury trial in those instances. Now, are you saying that in these town courts, if somebody is found guilty, when they appeal to the what is the court called that they are appealing to if they appeal?
The county court, just the regular court system. Then it's just a crazy.
How many more layers of courts are there in Indiana?
Well, basically, you have your town court. Now, city court in the city of Indianapolis is a full-fledged regular district court, and then your county court is basically might not be as big as city of Indianapolis, but surrounding counties have their courts. But the town courts are the local courts in the little towns. You go before the judge. Now, most of them are civil, and you do not have the opportunity of a jury trial at all. It's just civil. It's preponderance of the evidence. And the police officer has 51%. You've got to really have a lot of sway to get past what if the officer says you're guilty, you're guilty. Boom, pay the fine, move on.
Now, if you are found, okay. Now, hold on a second. I thought you said that every case is taken up to the next level.
No, I believe I said the felony cases are criminal.
Okay, and so if I'm charged with having marijuana in my pocket,
that's a criminal.
It may not be a felony. It may be a misdemeanor. But yeah, it'll be a criminal case. So
correct.
I would go to this town court. They would find me guilty, most likely, and then I could just pay the fine right there and be done with it.
And be done with
I could appeal it to the county court.
Yes, you could be done with it then, and then, of course, they'll set you up for your counseling, and then you have to go to your alpha classes, and then you have to, you know, you have to go see your priest and everything else, and, you know, then you have to do your community service, and more likely you have to do it there in Brownsburg.
So it's basically a glorified plea bargain destination, right? I mean, this is essentially...
Yes, that's what you said before.
They're just running people through the machine. They're ringing the cash register. This is the location where people...
They do that at all levels, of course.
This is where people go to get intimidated and into taking a plea bargain, is basically what you're saying.
Right. And let me give you an example. They have people that are illegals. They are arrested for not having a driver's license. They go into court. They suspend their driver's license, which they don't have.
Right.
Fine $3,000 and send them out the door. Now, maybe after the fourth or fifth time that they're caught, then they actually give them jail time and then think about sending them back to whatever.
Now, when you say they're illegal, you mean they've broken a law, right?
No, they're illegals. They're, in other words, they're not even supposed to be in the country.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, so wait, illegal? I thought the definition of illegal was something that's against the law.
No, the illegals, like if you're from Mexico or
So you're saying you're only an illegal if you come from another plot of land, but you're not an illegal if you break other government statutes?
Well, that's another area. I'm talking about people that are not supposed to be in this country.
I see. You're trying to. Yeah, you've got a problem with people coming here?
Do they make them give?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying they suspend the license that they don't have. How can you suspend the license they don't have and then fine you $5,000 and send you out the door?
Well, they'll do that if you drive out a license that you don't have, too. They'll suspend your license if you decide to get one. But how do they get the $5,000? Do they actually get it? I mean, or do they let people walk out, on some kind of payment plan or something?
Well, no. They have to have the money or they're going to jail. But they're, you know, a lot of the folks live together with their families. They're very hardworking. They save their money. And so they might be living in a place with 10 people. They all pony up the $5,000. It's just part of the scam. And then they just keep working. They keep working until they finally get caught again.
I was just needling you, dude, because it bugs me when people call folks who come here to make a better life for themselves illegals.
That's what people call them, though.
If the definition of an illegal is one who's broken a federal law, then I'm proud to be an illegal myself, sir.
they're classified as illegals. That's the legal terminology for them.
I don't know what the legal terminology is. I couldn't say. But they certainly are, you know, the terminology, the...
It's a common nomenclature
is illegals.
Yeah, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. As far as I'm concerned, unless you're talking about somebody who's actually doing harm to another human being... there's nothing wrong with that person being here. There's nothing wrong with people coming here to make a better life for themselves, whether or not they begged for permission from the feds first.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. And some of those features, by the way, include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're yours for free. And right there at the top of the website, you get the last week's worth of the show, and then click into the archive section to go all the way back to late 2006. All free for you at freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
1-800-259-9231. So we're talking with Kevin a moment ago in Indianapolis, listening to WXNT, about these town courts that he was describing, which essentially are glorified plea bargain chambers where people that are charged with various different so-called crimes, which, of course, most of which don't involve any sort of victim, so in my book, it's not a crime unless there's a victim. These people are paraded into court, and they are thrown in front of, before they get in front of a man in a robe, they're usually put in front of a prosecutor who offers them a deal, and they will, most of the time, probably 99% of the time, take the so-called deal, the plea deal,
and they'll you know, organize some sort of a payment plan with the court and dutifully begin paying for the crime that they've been, so-called crime that they've been convicted of at that point, because whenever you take the plea deal, you've got a conviction now on your record, and you've basically made it so the state didn't have to do anything but accuse you of something. And this is not just something that happens in Indianapolis or Indiana. It's happening all around the country where people every day are taking plea deals and they're making it so the state has to do the people calling themselves the state have to do absolutely no work to convict them of these so-called crimes. And it's just so sad. It's so sad. Because if just a few people would stand up, if just 5 to 10% of those cases that were being called in front of these town courts would refuse to take the plea deal, if they would go to trial, if they would demand a jury trial, for instance, it would essentially crush the court system under its own weight. It would make it so it would be impossible for them to schedule trials in any sort of an efficient,
right,
manner.
They'd have to drop all the nonsense and just go after things that really, you know, where there are real victims.
Let's talk to Bill, who's also listening in Indy to WXNT. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hey, guys. First time I've ever called in. I listen occasionally. I don't know what that guy's talking about. I'm here. I know the system somewhat, but every town and county has to have some sort of lower court system. And of course, if it is something of a higher level crime, they're obviously going to get passed up to the district court, which is in Indianapolis. So I don't. And also, when you listen to him, he said, "Well, if an illegal, which I don't call him that, gets the driver's license, then they charge him $3,000." Then he came back and said, "Well, yeah, then they charge him $5,000.
Oh,
I don't know what the hell he's talking about. He's crazy.
Well,
it doesn't work like that.
I don't know how it works, but I mean, I can see why he would say $3,000, then $5,000. You know, he's just coming up with some number that he thinks that you know, they have to pony up.
But what you're saying is,
you do have to realize that at some point, you can't send everybody to the capital of every state to go to court. You have to have some lower-level court. Now, I do understand you guys. I agree that they do want to force you into a plea bargain.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always a conviction. Sometimes it's a diversion, which sends you onto some classes, which, unfortunately, you have to pay for. Or you get the anklet that you got to pay for. So they do. I do agree. Once you're in the system, they love to get you. Look, I'm a 46-year-old white man. They'd love to get me in the system. You know, they want to get you in the system, get your money.
That's right.
I get that. But let's not get too silly and go, everybody's convicted, everybody plea bargains. That's just not true at all.
Well,
that's
it's 99%. I mean, like 98-99% of people in front of any a lower level court that you're describing are taking plea bargains. I mean, if you just sit
I agree. They want to get you out of the way. Want to get you out of the way, and I don't blame them. I don't want the court system jammed with guys. I don't think court system should be jammed with a guy who's smoking a joint. I don't do it. I don't think it's a great thing to do, but that's their business. I don't think the system should be filled with people burning joints.
Absolutely,
it's a waste.
But until those people that are
feel about it.
Well, right. But until those people that are arrested for smoking joints stop taking plea bargains, the system will have no incentive to stop bringing them in. Right. So until the people that are being abused refuse to just stop bending over for the system will continue. The people that are in the system will continue to abuse those folks.
I just want to make the point that let's be a little bit sensible with this guy. You do have to have a starting point, or the court systems would be overrun with the most petty things. So I do have to say you do have to have a lower court. It makes sense to have it in your county. Because,
I think he may have been misinformed, the idea that some of the things that he was saying.
Yeah, well, he was headed somewhere else with it. You guys were trying to get him into it. He didn't want to go there, but he's bitter about something.
Sounded like that. Thanks for the call, Bill.
Thanks,
appreciate hearing from you.
But, you know, there has been a trend in the last few years with the towns, the counties, and the states being short on revenue, that they're starting to really go after people, and they're starting to load the cords up and get a bigger shakedown operation than they've had before because their other sources of income are drying up. And I remember when I was 19, I got a ticket, a $35 ticket, for going 56 in a 55-mile-an-hour zone.
Mm.
1 mile an hour of the speed limit. I mean, that's the kind of stuff they'll do sometimes.
Did you take the plea bargain?
I paid the fine. I was 19 years old at the time whatever.
That's taking the plea.
Yeah, I guess I was taking the plea because that's what I was told to do and that's what I was supposed to do. I didn't know any better, but that's what they rely on.
Look, kid, just pay the fine.
Just pay the fine, and we reduced it from $100 down to $35. Yep. Pay it, ding. And yep. So these are all based on revenue assumptions. So, again, when you start to break the revenue assumptions, they're going to stop doing it. So I agree. I think people should stop taking the plea bargain and fight every one of them, and then it's not going to be worth it for them anymore to shake you down.
Absolutely.
I was in court for a speeding ticket here yesterday, I think it was, and it was interesting. I had five guys go ahead of me. I had a motion, and the rest of them were kind of there. Culminating their cases. Three young guys that go through, it's like $300, $500, $300.
Bam, 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 bam.
They all took pleas. Basically, they plead guilty, and then the cop is asked, what does he want to do? Minimum sentence, please, Your Honor. Mm-hmm. And then
what a nice guy.
Yeah, then the honorable, what's his name, says, it's not like I got any choice here. I'm going to sentence you to such and such, and, that's the minimum. You get 60 days without your driver's license. The one guy got, 60 days without his driver's license. I'm sure some of these guys were driving poorly, no doubt about it. Mm. Then the older guy goes up, some guy in his 50s with a cane. He gets his suspended because he'd talked to the cop ahead of time, and I guess he can communicate on the same level or something like that. He gets his suspended.
The fine, you mean?
Yeah, everything. So basically, as long as he doesn't get in trouble for a year, he doesn't pay anything. And
but it was still
a
plea bargain, right?
He doesn't know. It wasn't. There was no adjudication.
Wait a minute. How can you get punished without taking a plea bargain?
I don't know the answer to that. He did not say, I'm guilty.
Well, you don't have to say you're guilty. You can just agree with the prosecutor in advance to take the plea bargain.
Maybe that's what happened then. I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I mean, basically, he got no punishment, though.
Right.
So
1-800-259.
I'll agree to that punishment, too.
1-800-259-9231. You're taking yours to trial, though, right?
If he offered me a suspended sentence of a year for nothing else, I'm sure take it. But he's not going to offer me that because I've already messed with him. I intend to keep messing with him. I've used the jurisdictionary.com case and talked to some courts and talked to some friends, and I've put in motions trying to get him to do all kinds of work and so that he'll drop the case. And apparently he's set his mind against it like an old mule, and he wants to fight.
The prosecutor, that is?
Well, he's the arresting officer, too.
1-800-259-9231. There's a great little flyer over at tools.freekeen.com. It's called Don't Take the Plea Deal. You can get that, print it out, and distribute those at your local courthouse.
Amdro Amplock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free. So enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com. Like the fact that we give you the website for free? Well, you can support the show in various different ways. And one of those ways is by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise and Market and Promote. The idea is simple. You send in $3 a month with any major credit card through PayPal or use Visa or MasterCard through our website, and we'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and get access to perks like the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only forum, and the AMP Only podcast. Get the details, get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. There's another good way to support us, and that is by helping yourself at the same time and getting some precious metals like gold and silver.
Yeah, I mean, right now there's been a little correction, a little dip in gold and silver. Now's a good time to buy. Seems to me it's going to continue to go up. I know the Federal Reserve is going to keep on printing money, so seems reasonable the commodities would keep going up. This is an easy way to get gold or silver into your hands. Go to gold.freetalklive.com. You can be rest assured that we've looked around the internet, and these are some of the best rates that we can come up with, and a supply that you can get relatively quickly. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. It closed at 30. Silver closed at $38. So it's
down, sub 40.
All right.
Yeah, people were expecting a correction, by the way. And this is a good time to buy. Buy on the dips. Don't chase the market up. So right now I think is a great buying opportunity for silver and gold.
We continue taking your calls. Aubrey is listening in California. Aubrey, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
How are you?
Hey, it's great. What's on your mind tonight?
Good. I have a lot of stuff on my mind, but I really want to... I'm going to pick one. Don't worry. I want to talk about our rights being violated all the time. Mm. I'm sick of it. Every time I turn around, I go, I get in the car, I do something, you know, normal, like drive, a police officer stops me.
Okay.
Quite often. On the freeway. They're like, and I'm like, yeah, officer, was I speeding? Did I do something? They're like, no, you passed me. And I'm like, yeah. I passed you, or I slowed down because I wanted you to go ahead, and they're like, why? You're like, because I wanted you to go ahead, or I wanted you, you know, or why did you turn around? Well, I made, you know, I was turning around. I missed the way I was going. They always like to stop you. They always like to do things. And I'm sick of it. And it's like, what have I done?
Yeah,
you know
I mean?
This,
I had something like that happen to me once. A cop pulled me over, and I'm not even sure why she pulled me over. But when she pulled me over, I apparently went to the side of the road too quickly for her. She was upset with me for pulling over too quickly when she turned on her light.
Well, I've had them get mad at me for taking too long to pull over.
Right. It's apparently this balancing act.
But you know, sometimes you can pass him and he can see you're good looking. He might just want to get a better look.
Well, no. I've had a few officers asking me if I was single or for my number. And I'm like, okay, like, what was the point?
Tacky.
No, I'm not interested. Leave me alone.
Well, nothing
know.
Is sexier than having an aggressive man force himself upon you and then
like the TSA, they just like to put their hands down everybody's pants.
Although there are some girls, it kind of makes sense because there are some women that do like the cops. Like, they are really...
Yeah, I'm not interested. My grandfather was a cop and he was a cheater and we don't want to deal with that. But no,
you ask the question, Aubrey, what is it that you've done? Why are they doing this to you? I mean, how many times have you been pulled over in the last year?
Oh, probably about 10.
10 times.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you know
of those 10 times, of those 10 times, how many times were you ticketed?
Twice.
Two of the 10. Of those two times you were ticketed, how many did you take a plea bargain and pay the fine?
I fought it. I went to court. One, I have to go to another court here in July.
Huh. Okay, because I was going to sue, to suppose that they were going after you because you'd been paying fines. But if you fight them, then that doesn't mean that they were targeting you because you're a pushover. In some cases, once somebody gets into the system, then it just gives them the reason to keep picking them up because they know that you're essentially a mark. And they can just basically turn you over and shake you for all your pocket change and basically keep shaking you down over and over again. But if you actually are fighting them rather than taking plea bargains, then
they may not like that either.
They may not like that.
And guys, let me tell you something. I don't know if you guys know Los Angeles well, but there's a major street called Ventura Boulevard.
Oh yes.
Okay.
I know the song.
Ventura
Highway
over Ventura Boulevard. Yeah. No, probably, and I'm not kidding. And it's not on the news. I don't know why. Probably at least maybe twice a month, three times a month. There are protests on Ventura Boulevard that line the block that people are talking about, I'm Democrat and I didn't vote for Obama or I want my vote back or, where's our tax money or what's about this health care bill or blah, blah, blah. And, there are all these checkpoints. Like, I literally have seen them going, eastbound and going westbound on Ventura Boulevard. And they're not stopping people for drugs or alcohol or because a lot of people are stoners, in every corner here with the pot stores. No, they're randomly checking IDs. Randomly doing it. Oh, yeah. And as soon as, one night there, I was going eastbound and I saw a checkpoint and I was like, oh, crap, let me turn around. And then I went the other way and I was like, all right, let me go the other way. And boom, there was another checkpoint and I was like,
man,
what?
That's scary.
I was like, screw this. I'm getting on the 101, and I got on the 101, and I left. Because, what they do is they stop. They stop, they ask you for your ID, where you're going, because they want to scan your IDs, because they have these little devices, I'm sure you guys know, as I'm sure fellow libertarians, we are here, thank you very much. There are these things they can put on your window and they can scan your window or scan your car and it can, it tells you everything about you, like what's on your phone, what websites you've surfed.
What?
It's everywhere.
What are you talking about? They put it on your window? What does that mean?
They scan your window. They don't even have to pull you over now.
That doesn't make sense to me. How would they know what websites you've surfed if they
scan
something in your
because
window?
they get a lock on your phone. They
do download the information from your phones. That's happening in Michigan right now.
Right. I'm not sure. Right.
No,
we know
no,
that they
what,
can
what,
access your phone and your information there, but what does that have to do with something on your window?
You don't know. You have no
apparently
idea.
Apparently not.
No. Sometimes you don't even have to be pulled over. They'll I'll see these cops and they have these scanners in their hand and it's not for speeders. It's not to, like, a speed trap.
Are you supposing what they're doing, or do you actually have any
No.
proof?
I know somebody who had a cop tell them, you know, they were getting information, and the person's like, you know, I don't understand. And, you know, the next time this person went to the airport, they had four S's on their their boarding pass.
I think so. I think something has been embellished here because it doesn't.
No.
What you're describing doesn't make sense to me.
They'd have to have a barcode or something. There's no barcode on my car.
Okay. There's some type of thing. Like, okay, this one person that I know, and it happened to this one person. This is not embellishment. This is no BS.
It's hearsay, is what it is. I mean,
I understand what you're saying, right. But okay, one person that I know personally, very nice person named April. We're sitting there and doing the normal thing, and we're going to, like, just a regular, you know, church meeting. No big deal, just a regular Christian church meeting. She's on the 101, is driving, and pulls over, you know, where we all need to go to get over. She gets pulled over by the cops. The cop turns around, and he goes, yeah, blah, 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 April so-and-so, I need to see your phone. She's like, okay. And he's like, yeah, I need to see your phone. He grabs the phone. He takes some type of, like, card or attaches it to something in his car, and all of a sudden, you get all the information. He goes, I'm uploading your information. She goes, what? And he goes, well, I don't understand. She goes, well, I gave you my license. He goes, no, I'm uploading your information from your cell phone.
Yes, it's been being done in Michigan.
Yeah.
I've seen the stories on that. I'm just wondering how they can zap your car and find out that.
And
info.
He told her, he goes, you know, be careful. He goes, they can scan now. He goes, they can scan your phone now. He goes, you can drive by. He goes, we don't have to even pull you over. He goes,
that is the embellishment that I'm talking about. This is just because a cop says something doesn't mean it's true.
Well, this is true.
If the cop said that they could read your mind, I don't know if I would necessarily believe them
exactly.
That one either. But, you know, I appreciate where you're calling coming from tonight, and thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. There's no doubt that people should be concerned about the police state.
With the amount of information these folks have.
Right. And they have the license plate scanners, too. So as a car is driving by, conceivably, they could scan the license plate and find out information about you that way.
Perhaps.
But they don't know who's driving
it.
Exactly, if you're driving it.
Right. So, yes, there's no doubt that the people who call themselves the state are interested in getting information about you in as many different forms as they can.
I think I'm going to start up just a dummy corporation so I can own my cars in the name. And I'm going to name the corporation Senator Mark Edge. That way they'll leave me alone.
You think
1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Bring up anything. Hour 3 is next. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Carnation Breakfast Essentials, helping your family get off to a nutritious start every day. Mornings can be chaotic, but a little advanced work will take the pressure off. The night before, organize backpacks and put them at the door, along with anything else that your kids need for the day. Set a timer for 5 minutes before departure to give everyone a chance to mobilize, and off you go. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.